Hey guys, welcome back to Embracing Her Faith podcast. This is Rainey Avila, your host. I hope you guys had a fantastic Easter day. I hope you enjoy your family. I hope you enjoyed your kids. You got to spend time with them. As for my family, what we usually do on Easter is we go to church and we usually have a really, really fun Easter egg hunt right after church. This year, my husband wasn't able to come with us because he is recovering from an injury that he had at work. So it was just me and the kids this year, and they had so much fun. So now we have like a pound of candy in our home. And that's one of the bad things about having a holiday with candy is you have so much candy and you just have no idea what to do with it. You're going to have to hide it from your kids so they're not rotting their teeth away. But we had a really good day, so I'm just so grateful that we get to have these memories with each other. All right, so in this episode, we're going to be talking about why it's important to pray for your marriage. And how does prayer help your marriage to be stronger in the Lord? And how does prayer help the bond that you have with your marriage to be stronger? So if you're ready for this episode, just put on your earbuds and let's get started. Hola and hello. This is Embracing Her Faith podcast. I'm Rainey Avila, follower of Christ, boy mama, wife, and juggler of 5 million things because that's what us moms do. If you're done feeling like you have no purpose, or feeling like you want a stronger relationship with the Lord, but you just don't know how? If you're ready to let all your insecurities, doubts, and fears stop taking over your mind and to bring Jesus in your life to discover peace and serenity, well, have I got the podcast for you. Pop in those earbuds, sip on that coffee, and keep folding that laundry that you promised to do. Because we're getting straight into it. All right, so since we are talking about marriage today, I would just like to ask you guys if you could keep my husband in your prayers. I would really appreciate it. He is going through a rough time right now. It's really hard for him because this is one of the biggest injuries he's ever had. He rides horses, so he had an accident and he ended up falling off of one of his horses. So it's been a really big struggle for him since he's so used to moving around and doing stuff. It's really taking a toll on him emotionally and physically. So I would just really, really ask for prayers in that area. So why should we pray for our marriage? Why should we take the time and talk to God about our relationship with our husbands or our wives? Why should we take that time? There's just so many reasons why we should talk to the Lord about our marriage. It could go on and on. But one of the biggest reasons why we should pray for our marriage is to strengthen the bond you have with your spouse, to build that intimacy. So let's just start off by saying that not every marriage is the same, just like not every car is the same, or not every home is built the same. We are all different. We're all at different stages in our marriage or in our relationships. We all start out differently. And that's why it's never a good idea to compare yourself to other marriages because every marriage is different. And that's what a lot of couples usually do is they compare themselves. They compare their husbands. They compare their wives to other people. And I think that's how Satan can attack the mind is by showing them that, oh, well, that husband does this for them or that husband says this for them. But you cannot compare each person to another because it just doesn't work like that. We're all made differently. Just like I said earlier, just like there's not one of the same cars. Every car is different. Every company of the car is different. They run differently. One is a stop and go car. One is a truck. It's just so different. You cannot compare your marriage to someone else's marriage. And that was one of the biggest things for me is that I did that. In the beginning of our marriage, I used to compare my husband to a lot of other people's husbands because I just thought that was normal. I thought it was normal for other people to act like that or to be like that because I felt like I was trying to help him to be better. But I wasn't. I wasn't trying to help him to be better. I thought it was, but it wasn't because it was just bringing him down and it was just showing him that he's not good enough. And I didn't realize I was doing that. I was actually kicking him down and not bringing him up because of my own desires and my own wants. And I think that's where a lot of the struggles in a marriage come from is because we expect our desires and our wants, but we don't go to the Lord first and talk to Him about our problems and try to look for what's wrong with us. We just automatically expect that it's not us, it's our spouse. And we have to die to self because when we go to the Lord, it can't be all about us. We can't expect to go to the Lord and ask the Lord to change our husbands or to say, I don't want him to say this anymore to me. I don't want him to do this anymore. Please change the way he does this. No, it can't be all about us. It cannot be about what we want. We want our marriage to be better. So that means that we have to play a role in it as well. And we have to ask God, what can we do? What can I do to change myself? Or how can I make, you know, our conversations less heated? And that's why I said that every marriage is different because we all start out differently. When me and my husband first started out, we were believers, but we weren't saved. So we didn't accept Jesus into our heart until our oldest was 2 years old. So before then, it was constantly arguing and trying to get one another to understand each other. And it was just, there was no spiritual foundation. There was no God in the center of it. It was just one another speaking our minds and it was kind of like a battle. It felt like a war because it was always a struggle trying to get him to understand things. And it was always a struggle for me to understand him. So in our relationship, it was always like a battle instead of us loving each other. And I didn't realize it until I actually started going to the Lord and started talking to him and asking him, what am I doing that's wrong? Please help me to realize that maybe I'm saying something wrong. Maybe I'm not maybe putting the effort and more effort into our relationship. Please help me to understand him and his side of things. So it really changed my thinking about our relationship. It helped me to dig in deeper and it helped me to put God first. And that's what we need. We need to be able to put the Lord in the center of our home because he is the provider. He is the one that we go to instead of reacting. We need to think about things and then go into prayer about things. So we need to make sure that the Lord is in the center of your marriage, and it's not about your desires, and it's not about your wants, and it's especially not about your feelings. We cannot go based off of what we're feeling, because our feelings can really, really betray us. And it's hard to just look past those feelings. And I'm one to talk because I get very emotional and I'm working on it. And I think us as women, it's hard to control these feelings. But I've been really, really trying to figure out how to be able to stop talking based off of what I'm feeling and start thinking about what could make things better. And I'm not saying that this is something that's going to happen overnight, because it's not. You have to work at this. You have to be able to be patient, because it takes a lot of patience, especially in a marriage. It takes a lot of patience for God to work his ways. He doesn't want you to be upset. He doesn't want you to cry and to be miserable in your marriage. He doesn't want that. But it's very important to stay close to him and just have him. That's what prayer does. It helps to guide you. It helps you to learn things. And you want to learn things from the Lord. You want him to guide you. So just be patient, because it takes time. I know for me, I had to speak and talk and cry to the Lord many times because I just didn't understand, especially me being a new believer. I just didn't understand. I was still trying to learn all the new things. So you have to be patient, and you will see. You will have your testimony and see what the Lord does for your marriage and for your husband and for yourself. He changes yourself and helps you to realize that you need some changing as well, not only your husband, but you as well. But when things start improving, when things start to get better, when God is in your marriage and you start to see things happening, you start to learn how to be one flesh. You start to learn how to be one. You start learning how to understand each other. You learn how, what makes him upset and what makes you upset. Marriage is just it's a learning game. And the goal is to keep the Lord in the center of your marriage. Because what is the goal of the enemy? It says in John 10:10, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." He wants to destroy our marriages. He wants to destroy what we're trying to build for God. Anything that has to do with God, he wants to get rid of it. He wants none of that. He wants no good in this world. And when he sees that we're trying to build something for the Lord, then that's when we need to take guard of our marriage and of our family, because he will start spiritual warfare and he will try to attack what God is trying to build. So if you're in a marriage right now where you feel like everything's just falling apart and you feel like you're not doing anything to help the relationship, it feels like you're always in an argument with your husband and nothing is being accomplished in your arguments, we need to start going to the Lord for a first step and just talking to him, and even just writing down things that you're wanting to talk to the Lord about. That way it makes you feel better by just taking it out of your system, for one. And you want the Lord, ask the Lord to show you what what can be better. And another thing is we need to understand that we're not the only ones going through these things. Your husband is also going through these things. He's also trying to understand himself. He's also trying to make things better for you. Even though at the moment it doesn't feel like it, he is going through his own problems and his own worries and his own feelings. Even though it doesn't look like it, but he is trying to get through that path as well. You are both trying to learn these things, learn about each other. So you have to understand that he's going through the same thing you're going through. And you guys have to learn how to do it with love instead of arguing, even though it might sound like it's super hard, but trying to calm the argument down will help a lot. And trying to tell him that I understand you're going through your own feelings and I'm going through my own feelings. So it's better if we learn together, learn how to make this better. All right. Well, I hope this episode blessed you in some kind of way. I hope I helped someone out there today. I'll just close off with a prayer today. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this beautiful day. Thank you so much for helping us get through the things that we need to get through in this life. This life is not for the weak, I can tell you that. It's definitely a learning process, and we need you to be our teacher. We need you to help us get through these things, especially with our marriages and our family. Help us to understand what you need us to do in these hard situations. Jesus, thank you for always guiding us and showing us the way, because without you, we would not know where to go. So I just pray that you protect our families. I pray that you just give us another beautiful day to enjoy. Thank you for all you do. We love you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. All right, guys. So thank you for staying to the end. We will have another episode up next Tuesday. And I hope you guys have a great week and weekend. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Hey, sweet friend. If this podcast blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to read your sweet reviews on my podcast before the episodes begin. You can also help by sharing on your social media. If you would like to tag me, I'm on Facebook as Rainey Avila. Or share this episode with a friend if you think it would bless them in any way. I'm so thankful for you guys and love you guys so much. Thanks for listening. God bless your faithful friend, Rainey.